This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Clinton, the only thing she's got going, she plays the woman card 100%.
Really focuses on some of the statements he's made, which I find concerning. Going back to torture, killing terrorist families, which would be a war crime.
Hi, everybody. Kate Delaney welcoming you to another version of America Tonight. And I'll tell you, this is pretty much the start of specifically Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump just going after each other and being asked about each other, knowing that really these are the two that are going to square off. I mean, didn't we say this a year ago? Didn't we talk about this when so many other people would chime in and say for sure it wasn't going to be those two? There's no way it could be Donald Trump, and there's no way it could be Hillary Clinton, because she would be in prison somewhere for whatever happened with Benghazi and emails or some other flawed theories. But who would think that two New Yorkers, because Hillary is an adopted New Yorker, let's face it, she was a senator from New York, and then the Secretary of State makes her home in New York, and then there's Donald Trump. Trump, who used to give to Hillary Clinton's campaign, now running against Hillary Clinton. And you heard the famous, she plays the woman's card comment that he made. And then you hear Hillary Clinton talk about Donald Trump and some of the crazy things she says that he says. So make America great again. Does it stack up against whatever the Democrats are going to offer up as far as more than campaign slogans? We're going to go a lot deeper, that's for sure, my friends, because now the field has narrowed. Just like at the Kentucky Derby, you had your clear favorite, and then you had your long shots. They all fall by the wayside when you come down the stretch and take it across the finish line. But who's going to take it across the finish line? Is it going to be by a nose, Donald Trump or Hillary Clinton? Is it going to be... I don't think it's going to be a blowout. We could just erase that right now. I really do not believe we're going to see blowout results for anybody, for either one of these two. I don't think so. I think it's going to be a very, very tight race. Because we don't know, one, who's going to switch allegiances or not switch allegiances? Who's going to say, forget it, I don't need to vote? What happens when all is said and done? Who's at these precincts? Who's voting? And who are they voting for? There's no question there is a general dislike for career politicians going on right now. Donald Trump does not fit the description of any of that. He has a chance, just like Clinton, to become the next president of the United States. Grim, we're going to take you right off the top before we even set the menu. Hello.
Well, I told Patrick I got three good topics, but, you know, you're right. It's a career politician. It's just like I started off with when I first called in.
And yep.
You're dead right. But let's go talk about this North Carolina thing that's going on with the bathroom thing.
Yeah.
I don't know about you, but I pretty much got sick all last week and the weekend here of listening to these surveys done at these colleges about, you know, how do you feel, you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
And the liberal-minded college student. So for all you universities out there, what you can do, especially the art departments, to create a piece of art, is you can build you a 10-by-10 structure that's an open-air structure with a tin roof on it and a 2-by-6 platform. And you can put an open head shower with a fluorescent light to where you work at night, and then you put a commode there, and outside every one of the buildings you'll see these little brass plates that says sewer. That's a clean-out line. what that is. So they it gets clogged, you clean it out. And you can run the drain off right down to it, and then close all the other bathrooms, and you put a sign up there that says, 100% working bathroom and shower, because you got shower facilities. And this is a piece of art. Now, you put another sign that sits there and says that this is what you can expect, that you will have videos of your body posted on the internet for the world to see. You will not be able to get employed because your new body's posted. Also, you can forget about anybody really wanting to marry you because you don't treat your body as a temple and everybody's seen it.
Boy, isn't that the truth? Truer words have never spoken and everybody's seen it. Oh!
And it's a work of art.
Yeah. A work of art. I love that.
To get the art. Well, I mean, there's been worse works of art, hadn't there, Kay?
Yeah, absolutely. I've seen them, trust me, over the years.
I can think of one, you know, was done in New York.
Yeah. Oh, I can think of several done in New York, and they called it modern art, and people paid ridiculous money for it, yeah.
But, I'm just trying to, you know, because I listen to these surveys, especially one young man doing a survey. Well, imagine me, and he said he was 6'5 or something. He said, imagine me as a Chinese woman, you know. And the other thing that upsets me about this is I've heard, well, you don't want some man. Well, let me tell you, women are just as bad, too. You know, because they're always pointing at the man being the pervert. But, they, you know, it's 50-50. If you ask me, I mean, don't limit one group. You got to point out the facts. You understand where I'm coming from.
Yeah, totally. Right, the facts, exactly. That's so often that gets lost in today's world.
Oh, yeah, just don't state, I'd state a person. That way I group everybody, because it's the individual that's, you know, that I don't want walking in. I don't care whether it's man, woman, or anything. I don't want somebody walking in staring at me while I'm using the bathroom. or taking a shower, because, you know,
University, so agree.
Combination bathroom showers.
Yes.
So you might as well build an open-air one and put it out there and educate these liberal-minded college students that are getting stupidity put in their heads.
Yeah.
Yes, me, because it's just too liberal.
I wonder, I don't know, is this just, you do make an interesting point. I mean, is there no place where we can be private for 2 seconds? I mean, there is something to that, even deeper than that. Yeah, yes, I agree.
Hey, Kate, I could show and prove to you that these modern-day flat screens have got transmitting microphones in them. All you had to do is get an old analog TV, tune it into the same station with one of these separate, you know, digital boxes, some of the first one, and you get reverb. Now, they set the microphones inside of them to where you don't get the feedback, you know, the high squealing sound.
Right.
But you'll hear reverb.
I'm going to try that. Now you're freaking me out. They are spying on us on every angle in the house. Grim, thanks for the call. Coming up, we're going to the mailbag next here on America Tonight.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's
powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Here on America Tonight. Lots of ways to hit us up on the show. Go to TuneIn. You can listen to previous shows. You can always jam on the digits just like Grimm does, a frequent caller to the show, 855-266-5283. Or you can send me an email, snail mail, whatever you prefer to call it, at americatonight.net. americatonight.net. Click on contact and bada bing, you are in. On that note, lots of mail flowed into our special email box. In fact, every day I say this, it's exploding. So let's hurry up and get to the mail. Yes, mail time. This first one is from Gregory, who says, "Hi, Kate Delaney from America Tonight. I was wondering, who is the most fascinating person that you've ever interviewed?" Wow, that is a really big question. It's a really big question because I figured out the other day, well, I figured this out before the other day, but I think it's higher than this. I've interviewed over 12,000 people, well over 12,000 people. When you interview that many people, to me, it doesn't have to be somebody famous. It doesn't have to be somebody who's massively controversial. It's just a good story. So it's a tough question because there are the criteria for that is so vast. And I know you really want me to say famous people I've interviewed. So I'll give you some of those that were really interesting peeps and were really fun to talk to. I would say one of them was Ted Williams when he was still alive, which is eons ago, of course. How long has that been? A long time. Ted Williams was great because not only was he an iconic Hall of Famer baseball player, but he didn't do very many interviews. He did hardly any interviews. He didn't want to do interviews. And somehow we coaxed him into, my producer who did a great job, you know, between the two of us, we coaxed him into letting his son into having us interview him. And he did do the interview, and he was fabulous. He talked about fly fishing. He said he was the luckiest man on earth because of what he did afforded him to do fly fishing. And he just talked about how great his life was and some of the amazing people he encountered, and Joe DiMaggio on down, and that was pretty cool to, it was pretty cool to talk to him. The other people that I've talked to include all the sitting presidents, you know, all the former presidents still alive. And of those, I mean, you know, Bush, for as much as people want to attack Bush for what happened at the tail end of his administration, etc., and 9/11 and the reaction to 9/11, I'll say this, just on the personal side, he is very good, very charming in person, and remembers people, remembers names, and has a gift for, if you sit with him one-on-one, believe it or not, storytelling. Even if he trips over a word or two, he's actually really, really gifted in the storytelling department. Again, one-on-one. And he was quite funny. We just had the White House Correspondents' Dinner, the last one for Obama. If you look at old clips, just Google it or whatever search engine you use, and look at old clips of him, and you will laugh out loud. He was great delivering those lines. He was absolutely great. I mean, I could go on there. There are certainly a slew of well-known people I've interviewed. The voices of half of the Simpsons character, you've heard that here on America Tonight not too long ago. Harry Shearer, he was great. He was funny. And he, that's talent when you can do all those voices. And he has other acting chops, too. But you think how long the Simpsons has been around. So I would put him on the list as well. Even Paul Mitchell. I interviewed Paul Mitchell. And he had a great story because he was basically starving. He was selling shampoo out of the back of trunk of his car. And I thought it was fascinating where he decides to invest money and charities he decides to help because of how many people pawed him. And he had fun stories to share about his childhood in California. Let's take another one. And this one is from Joe. Kate, I really honestly think Trump is going to surprise people who do not like him when he becomes president. I think that he is going to work well with Congress because he's right. He knows how to cut deals, and I think deal making and negotiating is a very big part of what happens as far as campaigning is concerned. And then once you win, then it becomes the art of the deal, which he knows very well. In fact, he's written a book by the same name, you know, that's been around for a long time. Yeah, well, we don't know. There is no record. See, that's the thing about Trump. He can say it's a reality show every week and what he impromptu says. But if he were actually president, we don't know what... There's no track record, so could that be good? Could that be bad? Could many people be wrong about what they think of Donald Trump? Now, what does it look like if he were to be in office? I mean, here's the thing about Trump, too. Remember, we have three branches of government, And you have to win over. When you're president, you have to basically win over Congress. So it's not like they automatically jump on your side, even if it's the same party, because you are, you know, you are just one cog in the wheel. Granted, a powerful one. I mean, there's no question, but I think that I think we have to remember there's the other branches. So he can't just make laws on his own, I guess, theoretically, because he could. There is, of course, executive action, but then there's ways to get around that, too. And yeah. All right. This one from Chris. I got to tell you, I think Donald Trump soundly beats Hillary Clinton. I think it's a no contest, non-starter, no need to worry kind of thing. What do you think? No, I think it's going to be a close election. I think that we're going to see lots of people. We may even have record numbers. Always my hope. We may have record numbers of peeps that come out for this election because they're going to be afraid if they don't come out that their candidate isn't going to win. So far, we have not necessarily seen that in the past. But this is a whole different ballgame, and I really believe that. I think we're going to see big, big numbers. Very, very big numbers. I don't think people are going to stay home. They might say they're going to stay home, but I'm not buying it. Let's put it that way. I am not buying it. All right, how about this one? This one is from Jeff, listening to us in the great state of Florida, from Sarasota, to be specific. Kate, when I look at this election year, it just makes me sad, all the time wasted on pitiful candidates for the Republicans who had no business being in it. I think they need to whittle down the numbers of people who jump into the fray because it only hurts them. Yeah, now that's behind us, though. That's like a bad wave that you get that smacks you when you're in the water bobbing up and down. But I agree. But if they have the signatures, if they have what they need to run, you can't deny that. And so that's what happens. You get the money, you get the PAC money, you're in the game, whether people like it or not, for better or worse. This is the system right now, unless we change the system. And we've talked about this before. Would you want the all popular vote or still the electoral college? How would you want it to go anyway? Just some food for thought. Food for thought. Back in a flash.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Did you know a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-900-0684.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs with no hassle. Never have to clean your machine by hand again. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-900-0684. That's 1-800-900-0684.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me. Like the fella once said, ain't that a kick in the head? The room was completely black. I hugged her and she hugged back. Like the sailor said, quote, ain't that a hole in the boat? My head keeps spinning. I go to sleep and keep grinning. If this is just the beginning, my life is gonna be beautiful. I've sunshine enough to spread.
All right, thanks for hanging out with us here on ATN. Big week teeing up across this country for a couple of things, including the North Carolina Governor McCrory saying he'll answer the justice ultimatum on transgender bathroom issues by the Monday deadline. So there is a collective holding of the breath going on, saying that he will do it. He's either going to scrap the state's transgender bathroom law or face legal action and risk losing federal funds. That's what he's saying. I'm going to wait and I'm going to make a decision. He's exploring all legal options. One would be a court challenge, and that could be likely. The state law requires now transgender people to use bathrooms that correspond with the sex on their birth certificate. The Justice Department says that's against the federal law. McCrory says North Carolina law applies to government offices, universities, and roadside rest stops, not every bathroom in the state. It's not a lot of time to decide this issue. He wanted extra time to do that, to decide what he was going to do. Remember, this was signed into law in March, and North Carolina is having some big events drop as a result of it. So, interesting times. What happens on Monday, we'll be talking about it. Reading the tea leaves, this may go to the courts. It wouldn't be shocking to see that happen. In fact, I think that's probably where we end up with this deal. I just don't see it playing out the way it is, like a yes or no. It just doesn't feel that way to me. You may have a different opinion. All right, the schedule. It's always interesting to see where the candidates are going to be. Bernie Sanders is not out of this or has not dropped out. He's going to be in Atlantic City, right where that shark was, that 16-foot-long great white shark, 40 miles off of the coast of New Jersey. He's going to hold a rally in New Jersey. Then he's got a Sacramento rally after that, and we're talking about Sacramento, California. So that means jumping on planes, boom, and going from one place to the next, and that pretty much is the way it's looking. Then we've got the House holding a field hearing on immigration in Arizona. Arizona, parts of Arizona, it's where it's terrible. There's too much exposed areas in Arizona. In other words, where people can just easily walk across, they get caught up. There are terrible things happening to the people by the coyotes, especially in Arizona. How about this? This is huge. Let me say it again. This is huge. We'll be talking about this more on Monday, but the Panama Papers database is released. So the International Consortium of Investigative Journalists released a searchable database with information on 200,000 offshore entities that are part of the Panama Papers investigation, and it's going to be available. We will go through it. I will go through it and see who we see on the list. But we're getting close. Wow. That's crazy. The president and the VP do their daily presidential daily briefing in the Oval Office. The meeting is closed. No word on what they're going to be discussing there. It could be anything from, did you see that game last night? To what the next strategy is heading out of the office, what can get pushed through. But can you imagine who's on the Panama Papers, who's listed? And then that's an easy thing to do, is to look at what the company is. There's going to be a lot of people that I'd think some would be surprised at. Let's put it that way. Definitely, I think that. You're going to be surprised more than not surprised, if that makes sense, as I try desperately to make sense of that. There is no sense of that. And it means they're trying to drill away money. And is that part of the problem, is the fact that we don't have clearly ways to rein in drunken spending? I mean, that's what it feels like to me, right? Meaning, I don't mean drunken spending. Meaning, okay, we're taking our money, shoving it in an offshore account, and you can shove it in the United States because we're not paying any taxes on that. But if the corporate tax rate was lowered, wouldn't it be more, I don't know, wouldn't it be more intriguing to keep it here? Wouldn't it be easier to deal with that? Or is the labor cost just so much cheaper and everything is so much easier that there's no choice but to do it? That's the question. That's the question for sure. All right, pardon me as I bop around here in a couple of different directions. Coming up, we're going to do another edition of We Can Count. It means it's all about the numbers once we get to We Can Count. I think what's really interesting, now that Donald Trump has the stage all to himself, how many times a week is he going to go after Hillary Clinton? Certainly when it gets closer to the convention, that makes sense, coming out of the convention, the presidential debates, but we may see some of that going for the jugular way before then. The advantage to the Republicans is if they can unite around Trump, then forget the primaries and dragging that whole thing out. Get right to the good stuff. Find the VP candidate, get out there and campaign as a deadly duo. I think that's what I would do. That would be my strategy. If they cleared the hurdles, in other words, definitely. All right, how about this? Sarah Palin is announcing she'll still work to defeat Paul Ryan in a primary. So there were questions about Sarah Palin and whether she would end up being on Trump's card or somebody else's card, or could she be a VP. But she announced that's what she's going to do. And this came after Ryan would endorse the Republican nominee Donald Trump for president. He said he wouldn't endorse him. So, does this become a legal thing? What does this become? I'm going to say it becomes a legal thing. But what evidence do they have up their sleeve, in other words? Or in a court of law, in the interpretation of it, what is that going to look like? Could be tough. Could be really, really tough. Another thing besides the Panama Papers, the names being released, the pressure, feeling the pressure, Paul Ryan should get the boot, according to Sarah Palin. What's happening between Hillary and Bill Clinton on the campaign trail? What's going on the other side of this? I guess in the case of Clinton, Bernie Sanders is still hanging on and is not so far folding his calendar up and going in a different direction. So in other words, there's not scorched earth there. And one of the things that one of the things Obama said about Trump is, look, the White House, as he's trying to dissuade people, I think, away from Trump, he says, the White House isn't a reality television show. It's not, you know, talking about Trump, that's not what this is about. But the reality is, the career politicians need somebody back in their ranks that a lot of people like, and they haven't had that. So Obama has a message for the Donald. This is not entertainment. This is a reality show with respect to the Republican process. You know, there's going to be time to talk about his position on various issues. He has a long record that would certainly need to be examined. In fact, the president said that he wanted to emphasize the degree to which we are in serious times, and this is not a serious job. It's not entertainment. It's not a reality show. It means that you have to make sure the budgets add up. It means they say they've got an answer to a problem. They got to check on that. It means it's actually plausible that they have details on how it would work, and if it is completely implausible, that it wouldn't work. That needs to be reported on. And how much do the American people need to know about that? How much do they need to hear about it? Stay with us.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to RichMoneyRich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to RichMoneyRich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to RichMoneyRich.com. That's RichMoneyRich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
This first one's going to make your blood boil if you haven't heard it. Penn State says it settled Sandusky's claim from 1971. So we're back to the same thing. What did Joe Paterno, the storied coach of Penn State, know about Sandusky and the abuse? Paterno allegedly was told of Sandusky's sex abuse in 1978. In the meantime, Sandusky is trying to get a new trial 4 years after his conviction. Can you believe it's been 4 years since that happened? I just know that I remember talking to my family about it, and I had family members that went to Penn State, and they were just disgusted by everything that came out about Paterno. And I was in Philadelphia when the story broke, and that's all they talked about. And every news station, it wasn't even a sports story. It was well beyond a sports story. And then the question became when people knew things, when Paterno knew, what the athletic director did, what happened, and how awful that if these stories are true, that this was allowed to go on and could have been stopped before that. Now, what happened was the claim was mentioned in a pretrial order by a Philly judge regarding insurance coverage for Sandusky-related claims against the Big Ten University. He was sentenced in 2012 to between 30 and 60 years in prison for the sexual abuse of 10 boys. The earliest one was reported in 1998, but concrete evidence of earlier allegations hadn't come to light. Even though he was convicted of abusing children, he met through the charity Second Mile, which he founded in 1977, and that's what predators do. And he preyed on young, desperate boys who needed attention for the most part. It's just absolutely awful. And I think people are looking to try to figure out what Joe Paterno knew. You know, Paterno, who won two national titles during a 45-year career as the head coach, and more than anything, I think that set people off. All right, if you went to the movies over the weekend, you might have gone to see this movie. I think we have a clip of this.
This doesn't have to end in a fight, Tony.
You just started a war.
Captain America, Civil War. It's the latest film in Disney's Marvel franchise, and it raked in $181.8 million this weekend. So that makes the film, which puts Captain America in a war with Iron Man, it makes it the fifth biggest box office opening in history. Wow. That's huge. Fifth biggest opening. Since it opened overseas last weekend, because you can't forget that, it's made $678.4 million globally, including $95.8 million in China. Did you know China was the world's second largest movie market? When I was in Las Vegas, I can't tell you how many things were in Chinese, including movie channels that you could get them in Mandarin. So I guess I shouldn't doubt that. How about it? Pretty conclusive numbers, though, and those numbers will grow because this was really just the taste in the opening weekend. You have other people that will go after that when it's not quite as crowded, and I think it's going to have some pretty sky-high numbers. Always sad to hear stories like this one when someone is so young, when someone's 21, and whatever it is, it brings them to the point where they can't stand it anymore and they shoot themselves. And there was a story that broke over the weekend that caught my attention about a football player. Greg Bryant, his name was, a UAB running back who died from gunshot injuries. And so what it, you know, his family just heartbroken, just getting a lot of outpouring of so many people, I mean, you know, trying to reach out to them and whatnot, and they confirmed the news, and they sent out, you know, some tweets of how special he was, but he was found shot in a car on Interstate 95 near West Palm Beach, Florida. And he's a former Notre Dame running back, UAB Blazers and Notre Dame running back. And, you know, Derrick Henry expressed his condolences on Twitter after he learned of his death. And he even posted a picture of the two of them. He's originally listed in critical condition. But no, suspects in the shooting haven't been named yet at this point. And he certainly, recruiting-wise, was just raised to high levels in recruitment. He had 303 yards, 3 touchdowns in 2 seasons with the Irish. But then Brian Kelly said he was ineligible for 2015, shortly after suspending him for the first 4 games of the season. So he transferred, and then he ended up with the Blazers for 2016. Awful to hear those stories. Just so young. to have that happen. 21. Think of when you were 21. Awful. All right. Here's another one for you. It's, the reason I hesitate sometimes when we go to it is because I've compiled so many that are so interesting, and I like to pull them as we're moving along. So it's fresh, of course. So it's fresh. The not to bombard you with another negative story, but this story, I think, is a cautionary tale and scares me to death. They're looking for a man who stabbed a 7-year-old girl at a playground in Ohio. What possesses you to do that? He walked onto the playground, stabbed a second grader, and then ran off. Stabbed her. So, of course, the victim is being treated for serious injuries, at a children's hospital. And this is a park which was pre-K through 8. So young. Pre-K through 8? Are you kidding me? So what is the school going to do about it? They have additional security when the students are outside. That's what the world we've come to, that we live in. We have to have, because some nut comes up and stabs the little girl, which is so awful. How can you say we can't protect your kids? How did this happen? You know, the phone lines must have just been ringing off the hook at the school. It makes sense, right? It makes sense. If you're a parent, you want to know the details. Why? How did this happen? Why am I sending my child here? What are we paying? Why is this, you know, why is this going on? How about a happy story? Somebody in Trenton, New Jersey, oh, they're happy tonight. The winning ball, Powerball numbers were, I mean, the ticket was just sky high. I think there would, you'd have to get oxygen once you figured out it was your ticket, but $429.6 million. Woohoo! That's a whole bunch of money. Even if you take the taxes out, you are not hurting, my friends, for anything. Hopefully the person who won, not that they can't spend some of that dough on themselves, but hopefully they don't blow it all in that direction. Hopefully instead they use it to do good and spread the love to people who really, really need it. Let's give you another one here. And that includes, how about this? It's like I said, you get so many numbers and then you pull them all and you see what sticks. So this is what sticks. Kentucky Derby winner Nyquist comes across now to try to win the Triple Crown. Has to win two more races, the Preakness and the Belmont, after winning the Derby. And if the horse does win the Triple Crown, Nyquist would go down in history as the 13th Triple Crown winner, again, in the whole history of the Kentucky Derby. Thanks so much to Patrick Eggdorf and all of you for listening and participating in America Tonight.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.